today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah. Salam. So welcome. You're listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And this program is broadcast from Iran. Our calendar. Sunday, 15th of Rabiul Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar. On 9th of Mehr, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. And 1st of October, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. So, it's the time to listen to one verse of one of the chapters of the Holy Quran. For today, we choose chapter Al-Imran. Ayah 64.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل يا أهل الكتاب تعالوا إلى كلمة سواء بيننا وبينكم ألا نعبد إلا الله. ولا نشرك به شيئا ولا يتخذ بعضنا بعضا أربابا من دون الله فإن تولوا فقولوا اشهدوا بأننا مسلمون.
Say, O people of the scripture, come to a word that is equitable between us and you, that we will not worship except Allah, and not associate anything with Him, and not take one another as lords instead of Allah. But if they turn away, then say, bear witness that we are Muslims, submitting to Him.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
This ayah introduces monotheism as the source of unity and solidarity among various religions and calls on them to unify with each other and set up a safe community far from oppression and transgression. Undoubtedly, Muslims, as the initial nucleus of this convergence, can play an important role. When members of the society, members gives up differences and their hearts become close to each other, the enemy cannot harm them.
It was said to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, O son of the Prophet of Allah, we have seen a person in the masjid who was openly using abusive language against your enemies by mentioning their names. Then Imam Sadiq said, what is with him? May Allah curse him. He has put us, the Ahlul Bayt, in the way of harm.
You can change your lives. You can change the lives of a nation by using the power of unity. Allah ordered that we should all cling together to His robe, and He forbade splitting. And in other ayahs, He forbade differing and informed us that it is the cause of failure and the cause of decline of strength, and he ordered us to preserve patiently. The last prophet of Allah said, Allah is pleased for you with three things: that you worship him alone and not to associate anything with him, and that you all hold on to the rope of Allah and not to be divided, and that you give sincere advice to the one place in charge over your affairs. Splitting up is not from Islam, since Islam commands us with unity and that we should be a single ummah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. Today we are going to talk about the Holy Prophet of Islam's efforts towards Islamic unity. The Holy Prophet's efforts to eliminate divisions and promote unity among his followers left an indelible mark in Islamic history. His leadership and teachings continue to inspire Muslims to prioritize unity, cooperation, and brotherhood over division and discord. In today's world, where Muslims are often confronted with internal divisions and external challenges, the example set by the Holy Prophet serves as a beacon of hope and guidance. Muslims around the globe are called to reflect on the principles of unity and inclusivity that underpinned his mission. So we see that the life and teachings of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam exemplify the importance of unity and inclusivity in the Muslim community. His unwavering commitment to eliminating divisions and fostering cooperation among diverse groups provides valuable lessons for Muslims in the present day. As Muslims strive for unity amidst the challenges of the modern world, they can find inspiration and guidance in the legacy of the Prophet of Islam, who worked tirelessly to unite a divided society under the banner of faith and brotherhood.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's a special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the
unity through giving to charity. The Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, states, "The parable of the believers in their affection, mercy, and compassion for each other is that of a body. When any limb aches, the whole body reacts with sleepiness and fever." The love that the Muslim harbors in this heart should be so sincere that it makes him give toward those in difficulty. He feels the ache of another person and he reacts in the kindness of ways. This brings forth affection, mercy, and compassion naturally towards others. In a tough world which holds obstacles of conflict, natural disasters, and millions of less fortunate people, it is vital we spread love to unite in goodness. It is in this time that Allah has commanded us to help those who are in desperate need. It is in these times where we can unite to uplift others and bring good to the world. Through unity, we can make a huge difference.
Ya khayra khalqillah, ya taj rasulillah, alayka
today's special pays attention to unity in the eyes of Ayatollah Khamenei. Today, the world of Islam needs to turn to wisdom and reason and to get used to thinking, to gain a correct understanding of issues and interpreting them in the right way. Today, the world of Islam needs to gain a true understanding of the camp of the enemies of the Islamic Ummah. We should know our enemies and friends. Another important need of the world of Islam is unity. We should pass through trivial, personal, and ideological differences, and we should form a united Ummah. In chapter 21, verse 92, Allah says, "Verily, this Ummah of yours is a single Ummah, and I am your Lord and nurturer. Therefore, serve me." This is Allah the Exalted's command. Our belief in the Holy Quran, belief in the Holy Prophet, belief in a single Allah, single God, and belief in a single Kaaba and Qibla, and confrontation against a united camp of enemies, not enough for the enemy of the world of Islam? Why do some people not understand this? Why do some people not understand these clear truths?
Zuhayr ibn al-Qayn was a man who was Uthmani. You know, he was not a follower of Ahlul Bayt until he met the Imam alayhi salam on his journey to Karbala. The Imam alayhi salam accepted him. The Imam alayhi salam accepted Hur. You know, Hur, he caused a lot of the problems in Karbala, you know. He blocked the Imam from going to Kufa. And he, you know, created fear and terror in the hearts of those children. But when he repented, the Imam alayhi salam accepted him. It is our faith, respected brothers and sisters, that makes us accepting of other people. This is the diversity that we see in the religion of Islam. This is the unity that we see in the religion of Islam. So I would like to request from you, and Allah will give you so many blessings if you do this, from now till next year, befriend 5 people who are different than you. But remember, go after the faithful ones, of course, because associating with people who don't have faith, people who are corrupt, people who are lost in this life, you know, that will negatively impact you. Unless you want to guide them, of course. Reach out to them and guide them. That's a different story. But I want you to make it a plan and goal for yourself. From now till next year, 5 new friends. And you won't believe how enriching this experience will be for you. Because when you get exposed, you know, to different types of people from different backgrounds, you learn. The Quran says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made you into nations and tribes. God has made you different so you can come to know one another. So you learn from each other's experiences. If you're always associating with people who are exactly like you, they think like you, they come from the same background as you, what have you got to learn really? Not much. It's when you associate with people of other backgrounds that you come to learn from their experiences. And that makes your life so much more enriching.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for this episode of today's special. Be with us if you want to know more about Unity and Unity Week. Thank you and fi amanillah.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin rahmatan lil alamin jitta bil haqqil yaqin anta nabiyul amin wa sayyidul mursalin.